Previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
I'm running for mayor.
Really?
Yes.
You're announcing today.
Yes, I'm running for mayor.
Just had enough. Had enough of it, huh?
That's a good. You might get votes with that.
Would you get another parking ticket or something?
No, but this is kind of. Here's my three things I'm going to do as soon as I take office. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking out all speed bumps.
I hate them.
All gone. That's one thing. I can't think of the other thing.
AM WSBC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yep.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host to all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy to the left. Hi,
hello.
Bill.
Yes.
And the greatest man in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
It is I.
Still thinking about running for mayor?
I am. I thought of the two other things, too.
Good.
Oh, really? What are they?
So, no speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Removed. Jackhammers all night. Getting rid of them.
Okay.
Citywide.
A lot of noise complaints. Yes.
Fine. Then we're doing the speed cameras. They're next.
Get rid of those.
Yeah, the poles are getting bent over slowly with bulldozers. Uh-huh. Then we're going to go ahead and get rid of all ride sharing. Goodbye. Back to old cabs, 57 Cadillac cabs that suck gas, man. And just spit gas out.
57 Cadillac cabs, to be most precise.
Yes.
What kind of cabs did they drive in the movie DC Cab?
With
I
Mr.
watched
T?
That recently. Yeah, Mr. T.
If you watched it recently, you should know.
I don't.
What are you asking him for?
I haven't seen DC Cab since 1986. It's a bad movie with Mr. T.
But you do remember.
Okay. Didn't they remake DC Cab
guy,
with Jimmy
there was
Fallon
the guy with a beard in DC Cab who was like the long-haired guy, and he's like the head of their like cab company. He also plays the guy with one hook in Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah. That's guy. Yeah, sure. I know.
He's like part of the DC cab crew. It's a weird group of actors. Bill Maher, Mr. T. I don't know. What I'm saying is we could go back to that in Chicago and then write our
they
own
probably
version
got those,
of
wait a
of,
second.
Like,
wait a
cab.
Second. Wait a second. That's what I want.
Wait a second. We got to go back to the old DC cab days?
That's your...
That's your campaign slogan?
No, we don't
people
have to go
have
that
no
far back.
Idea what DC Cab is.
We can go back to like 92 Crown Vicks.
Okay.
Or maybe Caprice Classics. I want Caprice Classics littered all over the street.
Sure.
Cabs. Those are great cars.
Yellow
you're
Caprice
just,
Classics.
Again, we're regressing on the program and we want to go back to nostalgic things that we love. That's when you know you're getting older. Wish it was the way it was.
That's what I want.
Why can't we go back to the way it was?
I want to make it like 1980. 3.
Make it the way it was.
That's the platform
Clayton
I'm running
O'Brien
on.
Clayton O'Brien for mayor. Make it the way it was.
Gonna make it like 1983 around here.
I'll tell you what, that's a heck of a slogan. Make it the way it was.
Like, make America great again?
Yeah.
Not that far off.
No.
My slogan would be like it was in 83.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a new beer brand. You know, Miller Lite, like it was in '83.
Yeah.
Miller Lite, retro cans.
Right.
Well, there's going to be, I don't know, by the time this show airs, I don't know, we're speaking about it here on Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
There's going to be that big march on the north side, the anti-violence march. It's affecting my work day. I'm not happy about it, but.
Take the day off, Billy.
No, I mean, I'll hit up the accounts I can, but.
Where is it?
Just another
Wrigleyville.
I can't understand. I mean, like we don't know there's a violence problem in the city of Chicago. Like the rest of America is not aware of this.
They should march up to Rahm's front door.
Yeah, go up to Ravenswood and sit on his front lawn.
I'm sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean it's up. No, it's just they want to do stuff near like Wrigley Field. I get the idea of what they're trying to protest.
I get the idea,
but. You know.
This little German boy. Right.
On the next Chicago Tonight, I get the idea of wanting to be a protest near the Wrigley Field.
My name is Dieter.
But it gets in the way of my beer sales.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean, Mr. Ponce?
Do you know how hard it is to push Löwenbräu these days?
Yeah.
When they're hard, I get what they're saying.
Is anyone buying Löwenbräu?
I don't sell Löwenbräu.
Does it exist?
Yeah, it's out there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. They had a great...
Got a six of Löwenbräu for the weekend.
Oh, man. Got a six of Löwenbräu. Ended up in the clink somehow. They had a great campaign going at Low and Brow.
I remember it. It was like it was in 83. Low and Brow, like it was in 83.
Everyone's required to drink Low and Brow from now on.
What kind of beer is Low and Brow, Bill? Do you know?
I have no idea.
If I win, listen.
I don't. I mean, like, it's some sort of a.
It's
lager,
German beer. I would Swedish.
Think. This might be have where you look up Low and Brow, the beer on the internet.
I guarantee you it doesn't exist anymore.
I don't like that.
Well, it doesn't exist. It's discontinued.
No, it's out there. Come
it's
on.
Not, it's not.
Low and Brow?
I haven't seen a Low and Brow in 15 years. Easy.
I haven't either, actually.
I'm telling you.
All right.
But you never forget that name as a kid.
Low and Brow.
Right. Daddy's been drinking Low and Brows all day.
Yeah, stay out of Daddy's room. He's been drinking Low and Brow here.
All right, here it is. Low and Brow, it's just a brewery in Munich owned by Anheuser-Busch in Bev. Mm-hmm. Its name means lion's brew in German.
Mm.
Most Low and Brow beers are marketed as being brewed according to the Reinheitsgebot. I know about this because I actually took a class about this.
The Reinheitsgebot.
Yes, it's the Bavarian beer purity regulation of 1516, meaning that certain beers that tried to break this rule at one time weren't considered, they weren't calling you a beer because you didn't follow by the Reinheitsgebot.
Okay, my God.
So Low and Brow is part of that, and apparently they're still in business.
What is it called? Right. The Reinheitsgebot?
Go to their most
is
recent.
Is that like the Mein Kampf of ales?
It pretty much is.
Like, you can't have this unless you have this.
It was
this
is not actual, beer. No, this is, it was
this
actual
is German
law.
Beer laws.
This is not beer. This is dog urine.
Yeah, it's called the German Beer Purity Law.
What
it's
has Low and Brow been doing?
Huh?
What have they been doing like in the last couple years? Where
Low
they
and Brow?
Yeah, let's get the recent updates.
Okay, hold
go to,
on.
Go to recent
hold
news.
On.
Low and Brow.
That fine Irish beer.
Oh, Low and Brow.
Ooh, Eddie Vedder for Low and Brow.
Okay, the original Low and Brow is in Munich, Helles.
Aye.
Okay? And the other side, and then there's the Muncher Dunkel, dark lager. you know.
Say it again, please.
The Munchkunter Dunkel? I think
don't try to be
Munchker,
funny.
Munchker Dunkel, which is a dark lager, and then the Triumphator, a Doppelbach. There's all the traditional German styles. Yeah.
It sounds like Ma reading from the menu.
Here's,
yeah.
here's
all
one.
The traditional
here's
German styles.
An alcohol free, which is it's spelled A-L-K-O-H-O-L-F-R-E-I. It pretty much means a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, maybe I should get into
alcohol
that.
Alcohol free.
Honey, yeah. I'm hooked on non-alcoholic Low and Brows.
Yeah. They got Weisses, they got Radlers, they got it all. They got an Oktoberfest beer, a Marzen, you know.
Low and Brow, the brewery does,
they're
yes.
still around. All right.
How did we start talking about Low and Brow?
I got to find a Low and Brow commercial.
It's part of your mayoral campaign, Clay.
Low and Brow for everybody.
As soon as I win, I'm popping a non-alcoholic Low and Brow on the podium. I'm just going to dump it over my head.
Like a NASCAR driver? You just like the guy who wins the mayoral election treats it like he won a NASCAR. Like
I'm going to actually have
and then
like,
you just scream in the microphone, I'm bringing a third Major League Baseball team to Chicago.
Yep.
Why isn't that acceptable when political candidates win office? Like when, you know, baseball teams win the World Series, they all dump champagne on each other yep. and dance around.
It should be.
What if it was like that? It was like, you know?
I'm sure there is a moment.
Clayton O'Brien won Senate tonight. He and you're being interviewed by, you know, the news and all your campaign cronies are just hitting you in the eyes with champagne. And you're like, I can't believe it. I hope we're going to reform and get rid of the potholes soon.
Fill these potholes. Fill these potholes with love.
Look how happy he is. He's got champagne in his eyes, but he's still passionate about this city. Can you believe it, Marge?
Yeah.
Low and Brows for everybody.
Brought to you by Low and Brow.
that is true. That would be kind of funny if you could see those kind of celebrations.
I want political celebrations
they
to look
like
NASCAR
like
celebrations.
They just don't see the elected official going nuts. I'm sure there's people who work on the campaign parties that are like, wah! You know.
Of course. They don't do, now, does NASCAR, they substitute milk now, don't they?
Yes, they do milk.
They do milk instead of the booze now?
That's correct.
I think they do. All right.
I'm not sure why.
You know what they should do? What they should do better than all of that?
Oatmeal.
Yeah, they should douse each other and dump hundreds of gallons of McCann's Irish oatmeal on each other.
Hundreds of gallons.
Yeah, because it's the greatest oatmeal in the world, and
it's
you know,
and it's gonna go quick.
I tell you one thing, it'll give you some speed out there.
Absolutely.
If you're on the racetrack.
Oh yeah, hitting high gears.
Or if you're thinking about running for office.
Oh.
Or if you're running into protests.
I'm pulling my bid.
We're just conquering things.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More after this.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story. We're yes. Back, Hooley's Hooley. Got off to a raucous start talking about lowbrow beer.
Yeah.
Clay's bid for mayor.
Yeah, slowly I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
There's 11 candidates right now.
Mm-hmm. In Chicago.
I'd be that lucky 12th.
Willie Wilson was giving out money the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah. Have you ever watched Sing-Sation?
I'm sorry?
Sing-Sation?
Is that a Willie Wilson musical?
It's a Willie Wilson production. It's on Sunday mornings, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like a gospel concert. It's unbelievable.
So is this it, is real. Like Willie
this
Wilson,
is a real thing.
Is Willie Wilson a part of it?
Yeah. He's out there singing, and he blocks off about 3 hours for this.
Why not?
It's unbelievable. It's in some small studio.
Willie Wilson was giving out money the other day.
He's doing it again this weekend.
Yeah, he's like, if people need my help, I'll give them the money. Hey.
God bless him.
He's got a good strategy.
Yeah.
Rom's going to be in trouble because Willie's just going to give out the dough now.
He's not necessarily buying votes. That.
It's my feeling.
It's donating the money.
Get Willie going.
He's renting
and then
votes.
You got Paul Vallis to come in, force that runoff. And you're in for another show, my friends.
I love Willie.
Yeah, I like Willie Wilson.
Yeah.
His commercial for president is arguably the greatest political ad campaign commercial ever. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
Look it up. Google it on YouTube.
I've seen it.
It's amazing.
His video quality is amazing. What he thinks is video quality.
It's the most honest presidential election video I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
From the heart. Nice.
You got my vote.
Other than
Will.
Politics and Willie Wilson.
Yes, because Willie Wilson politics. Politics and Willie Wilson. Politics. That's what runs through my head all day.
Yeah. We just were talking about Cheetos at the break. And Clay said
Willie Wilson to a hard left into cheese doodles.
Well, Willie probably likes a Cheeto, just like everybody else does.
Mm-hmm. If he was handing out Cheetos every weekend, he'd be mayor instantly.
Willie Wilson. Why are you giving out $100 bills? Give out the cheese doodles to everybody. People go crazy for those.
Show up with a wagon full of Cheetos.
What don't you like about the Cheeto?
I got a big problem with Cheetos.
You like the crunchy or do you like the puffs?
The odd shaped,
those are the crunchy.
Yeah, the mangled ones.
Those are the bomb. Those are the best ones.
Yeah, those are weird.
Wait.
I'm not talking cheese puffs, all right? I'm talking the solid, hard crunchers.
Cheetos Crunchies.
Okay. Those are original Cheetos. Those are Cheetos. Cheese Puffs are a different brand. They're called Cheese Puffs.
Yeah, Cheetos is the brand, though.
And then Planters makes cheese balls.
Those are delicious.
Those are just balls.
Cheese balls are the bomb.
Puffs and balls.
Oh, so Cheetos.
They're just puffs and balls. The other ones are crunchy, and the other ones are long noodle doodles. We want to make a Cheeto or a puff or a new kind.
I understand this, yes.
Well, I ate so many of them that my jaw was like literally sore.
Stuck.
And then my fingers were all orange from the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, why do they have to be shaped so rough? They're like little like twigs. Why can't they just be shaped like, make it into a dolphin or something?
Well,
this is a physics question.
It says, what makes Cheetos Cheeto shaped, the Quora? Well, okay, here, let's look at this up. Let's look this up.
I want answers on this.
Lots of Bill reading from the internet tonight. Lowenbrow.
Cheetos consist of a mixture of cornmeal and water, which is then extruded through a die into a blast of heated air. Once the slurry hits the hot air, it cooks almost instantly, creating a crunchy, air-filled snack. The product is tumbled into a drum to get the cheese coating. The industrial name is a cheese-flavored cornmeal snack.
So they're busting out millions of these things per second.
Clay, I didn't think Cheetos took it.
Funyuns are made the same.
They're not handmade.
Yeah.
Handmade Cheetos.
They're not carved by hand?
My daddy invented the handmade Cheeto. Took 40 years to make a couple bags. But
he's in there carving all sorts of whittling Cheetos.
What does that say, Mike? What do you have on the whiteboard? Artisy Cheetos?
Artisan
Cheetos.
Oh my gosh.
These were whittled by.
That Cheeto was whittled.
Woodrow Artisan.
A group of artists in upstate New York.
Yes. There's been a lot of phenomena about Cheetos. They've found Cheetos that resemble the Virgin Mother.
Like,
they've found Cheetos, that
look
like animals, and Cheetos that look like,
Don Mattingly.
My dead Uncle George, I found a Cheeto yesterday that looked like Uncle George.
In July last year, they had a $50,000. If you find a weird Cheeto in your bag, it could be worth 50 grand.
Ooh.
There's a picture of a Cheeto shaped like a flamingo in this article.
Let's see.
Right there.
That's impressive.
Okay, so, and
people someone shaped that.
How bored are you? How bored are you if you have enough money where you go, wait a second, there's a flamingo-shaped Cheeto? It's the only one in the world? I'd like to buy that and put that in a piece of glass in my house, and I'll give you $50,000.
It's probably in, the Cheeto headquarters.
There's a weird eccentric millionaire who's collecting bizarre Cheetos.
I want that Cheeto.
Well, look at
Mick
this.
Mick Jagger wants, I want your Cheetos.
Do you remember the Cheeto that was shaped like the Harambe? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that.
Harambe was what? What was Harambe? He was the big gorilla.
He was a big gorilla. Yeah, in February, a rare...
He was a big gorilla. End of the story. There was some sort of...
A flaming hot Cheeto shaped like the famous gorilla sold for nearly $100,000 on eBay. A Cheeto worth $100,000.
I got the Harambe Cheeto.
Yeah, it's worth $100,000. We got to call, find out. We got to get Nick, what's his name, and find out what that Mr. Beef thing he had.
Oh, the Keith Richards?
The Keith Richards plate. I mean, if you're getting $100,000 for a
Chris Sicaro from Mr. Beef?
If you're getting $100,000 for a Cheeto, that's got to be worth something.
It's some living you're making.
Well, there you go, Clay. No, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but it could
be
worth
something.
So
the next time you're going through your Cheetos, make sure you're looking at them first before
you're
slamming them in your mouth.
Not jamming like five at once into their mouth. Who's like picking them individually and being like, that's weird.
You just ate my $100,000 Cheeto. Man arrested for beating someone for eating his Cheeto.
Well, any Cheeto can be worth $100,000 with the right sales mindset.
Yeah, I'm going to start gluing, gorilla gluing Cheetos together and be like, look, look at this.
If you want to make $1 million creating Cheetos that are pieces of art, you can do that.
So now I got a
totally acceptable.
I got a trip.
With my course for $49.95, I'll teach you how to sell a Cheeto looks like Harambe for $100,000.
Cheetos are not for eating. They're for studying.
Study the Cheeto. Learn the Cheeto. Become the Cheeto. Smell the Cheeto. Embrace the Cheeto. Love the Cheeto.
I'm going to New York City pretty soon. There might be people trying to sell me Cheetos on the street.
Oh, there will be. Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's the home of Cheeto. Cheeto is a derogatory term that a lot of the progressive left like to use for Donald Trump. Did you know that?
They call him Cheeto. Of course. Of course. Oh, really? So I'm going to the land of the anti-Trumps.
Well, Trump, I built this city, Claybo. Now go get some Cheetos.
I'm going to wipe my Cheeto dusty fingers on his Trump Tower.
So you're going, huh?
Now that would be a great Super Bowl commercial. You get Trump to do a Cheetos commercial, right?
Why not?
You
think you just wrote it.
I think you just writ it. Hey, that's a good idea. You just writ that yourself.
Yeah, I'm going. I can't wait. It's going to be like a food orgy.
You're going to New York City to have a food orgy. Fair play. Do you have any sort of exotic restaurants lined up? And New York is one of the, maybe not the finest city in the world for food.
Well, I have limited time, so I'm going to get some staples in and then probably go to John's Pizza on Bleecker Street is a well-known place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to,
You're going to go to a Yankee game?
Go to Papa John's.
Go to New York, get a Papa John's in New York style, real good.
Go to, we'll go to a bunch of joints. No time.
No.
Can't sit at a game for 4 hours,
Okay. I think I'm going to the Yankee game. Sox Yankees here in Chicago on Monday.
I think I might go to that, too. Yeah.
Really? I've yet to be at the ballpark this year. I feel terrible about it.
I want to go, but it's late. It's like a 7:10-er.
Yeah, it's perfect for me.
That's my kid's bedtime. Maybe I show up at 6:30 and stay till 8:30.
I'm not paying for the tickets. It's a friend of mine who's getting them.
So. Oh, yeah?
Get closer to that mic.
Yogi Berra?
No. No.
Frank Nitti?
No, just a friend.
It's the owner of Lowenbrow.
Yeah.
The son of the owner of Lowenbrow.
Actually, it's the son of the owner of Lowenbrow. He's got box seats.
See that white Mercedes right there?
They're pretty easy to come by at Sox Park these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just let you walk in. They don't even care.
Yeah.
We just want our seats filled. Hot rear ends.
Clayton, you have no other things that you're planning on doing in New York? You told me before the break that your wife likes to go and buy knockoff stuff.
We're going to go probably buy some knockoff merchandise.
It's a fair thing to say. New York probably has the best market for kind of knockoff stuff in the world. You don't see that. We don't have Maxwell Street in Chicago anymore.
We used to.
Where you used to be able to go find that stuff. I'd like to get a nice fake Rolex Explorer this weekend for about $100.
20.
You've bought one in New York in the past. You used to go there and come back with fake watches. It was one of your things.
I did. I lost it in a drunken haze.
I had a fake Rolex.
Yeah,
I had one as well. Where did you get yours, Bill? That's a thing for young bros. Like the watch becomes an extension of your machismo.
I guess the fake Rolex came from there's a guy I was working with at a bar downtown, and he had a watch on. I was like, man, that's nice. He's like, yeah, it's a knockoff. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he's like, no, I sell them. You want one? And I was like, what? Yeah. He's like, well, hold on. I'll bring in like a case the next time I come. So the next time he came into work, he literally brought like a briefcase in. And he had like a choice of like, there were like four different Rolexes you could pick from, like four different tag wears.
But they were all brand new. They were like, looked exactly like the ones on the market today. Like,
yeah,
at
no,
that time.
They were pretty good. And
like were you bartending, Queens?
No.
I was bartending at an establishment on Michigan Avenue.
It was a bar called Cheetos.
And this kid, yeah. I mean, I remember I took two watches off him. I think I took two. For,
and
like,
where are these watches now?
One of them you had lasted forever. That it was a Rolex Submariner, the black one.
No, right? Not that one. I had a tag wear, a yacht. I think it was a Yachtmaster.
I had a Rolex Yachtmaster.
Yeah, whatever.
So it died.
Like their cars.
The tag wear one lasted me a good time. That was a pretty good watch. The Rolex was a piece of crap. After about a year, it was like.
What'd you do with it?
I still have it.
Just put a new battery in and wear it to your
no, it's just
event.
It's so like now I'm looking at it like now if you've seen a lot of real Rolexes up front, you can look at it and be like just by the weight of it and everything, it's just like now it looks like crap.
I had one of those watches from that kid as well. And yeah.
They look great for probably the first like
3 months.
3 months and then they start to look like crap.
Yeah. I washed mine, like I was trying to clean it. And I put a little bit of like mild dish detergent on it, and the whole thing turned like copper.
Green.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what happened?
Very poorly
like,
made.
That's the end of that.
Because it was made out of tin.
Yeah, it was so made for like $25, if that, not even. They probably made it for like $15, sold it for like 20 or sold it for like 30 on the market. And then these guys went out in the street and tried to sell them for double the value of them.
Right.
Or triple the value of them.
I just think I got to be prepared. I might see some crazy stuff out there in New York City.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Not any crazier than here in Chicago.
No.
Gotham's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself. What else is going on?
Well,
you my cab driver?
Bill transitioning.
Have a good day.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Your trip.
End of conversation.
Yeah.
Moving on.
You guys have anything, like, I don't know, this is a weird thing to bring up, but I was speaking with my girlfriend this morning, and she's like, yeah, I had some weird dreams last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? What? Like, what? She's like, I had a dream that Lou Ferrigno was, like, at our...
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, he was, like, at the apartment, like, hanging things up for us, like, hanging up, like, artwork.
That's
and,
nice
like,
of him.
Yeah, he was, like, a handyman.
Do you guys watch The King
and
of Queens
like, really
before
nice. He was just like, is there anything else I could do for you? You know, like, it was just like Lou Ferrigno. And I was like, now, how does Lou Ferrigno enter your dream? Are you, is there, are you trying to send me, like, a message that maybe you'd like for me to start doing more things around the home? Like, you know, is it, you know? No, he was not as the Hulk, thank you. It was just Lou Ferrigno hanging out. And I was like, is this like a test of my manhood? Is that what this is about? And she was like, I'm not trying to compare him to you or anything like that.
You should have broke the table in half.
And I was like, well, what? I was like, how does he end it? And I go, was something on TV? And then we started talking about it. She goes, yes, I think he was on the television last night when I fell asleep.
King of Queens, maybe. You watched King of Queens before bed?
I can't remember, but that happens to me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, who's, I had it. I think I fell asleep to an infomercial of a guy like dicing
onions.
No, like, remember the Chopped? Remember that thing, the Chopped?
The slap chop.
The guy would like potato, patata, slap, you know, chop. You know that guy?
Yes.
Yeah. I had like a dream where like that guy, like, must have been on TV. I was dreaming about
that
guy.
It's in your subconscious somewhere.
And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, I want like a chopped salad.
You know? I want a chopped vegetable.
I was like, I want that for like lunch today. Do you guys have these kind of dreams?
What am I, at summer camp? Am I bunking with you?
I don't know. I'm just curious. Is this kind of stuff happening?
Yeah, this kid from Ohio I'm bunking with just asked me about dreams. I got to get the hell out of here.
He's dreaming of the slap chop guy.
Yeah.
He's dreaming about Dyson stuff.
Yeah, dreams were up since like, I'm Anthony Sullivan, and this is...
I had a dream last night about alligators, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of... training them.
If you were petting an alligator.
That's an alligator trainer.
It's going pretty good.
You wanted to run for mayor? Honey, I'm running for mayor, but I can't stop dreaming about being an alligator trainer. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's probably a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
What about you, Pat? You having any weird
dreams? Pat, what's the last dream you had? Come on. This is Dream Talk with Patty, Bill, and Clay. Welcome to Dream Talk.
If you have a dream, share your dream. It's a Broadway musical. Yeah. Dream Talk. If you have a dream, share your dream.
Dream Talkers.
Dream Talkers. You should go see that while you're in New York.
I'll write it, produce it, and see it.
Dream Talkers. It's the next Fanboy.
Are you here to see a show?
It's a sequel to Fanboy.
From the producers that brought you Fanboy.
Are you here to see a show, sir?
Dream Talkers.
Not only am I here to see a show, I'm here to write one, produce one, star in one, and perform one.
Yeah.
So where's the stage?
That's your audition when you get to New York?
Sir, you're going, can't go in there. I'm the producer of Fanboys, the musical. You know what I mean?
And Spring Fart.
Distant relative of Arthur Miller.
My name's Gerard.
I did Spring Fart.
I did Spring Fart the musical.
I did Fanboy.
Fanboy the musical.
I did Dream Talkers.
Dream Talkers.
We got any other? Were there any other musicals that we wanted to write?
I also wrote
There's a screenplay called Gold Balls, which is about Bitcoin.
Oh. Winklevoss.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin, the...
Bitcoin, the musical.
Bitcoin, the musical.
Gosh.
So let me in.
Boy, we've got kind of an... We could be the next Andrew Lloyd Webbers. We got all these...
We have six... We're Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, got six musicals going.
They were a modern
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
You want to hear a story about Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Sure, while we're on Broadway topic.
So Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote such classics as Oklahoma and some others. South Pacific. Mm-hmm. And so I was leaving Marquette. I almost had a 2.0, you know, I was right there.
Marquette University, yeah.
And I couldn't graduate without one.
Yeah.
So a class was created for specifically me called The History of Musicals.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote a paper on Rodgers and Hammerstein. I handed it in.
God, I wish we had this paper. I'd love to read it.
I got an A.
Yeah.
And I graduated.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. It was kind of a shady deal.
Hey. Hey, sometimes it
pays
to play.
Thanks, Mike Price.
Yeah.
Beautiful Rodgers and Hammerstein story.
Thank you.
On the next Broadway Stories on Channel 11, radio personality Clayton O'Brien shares an intimate Rodgers and Hammerstein story.
How he conned his way through college.
Of his time at Marquette. Yeah. A special paper he wrote that he can't remember much of.
How would he ever know that years down the line he would share and write the musical Spring Fart about J.B. Pritzker?
The J.B. Pritzker saga, Spring Fart, this fall, BBC.
People in Britain are like, who's Pritzker?
He's running for mayor, yes. He's running for mayor as well. Yeah. Well,
am I running for mayor? Yes. Did I produce Spring Fart? Yes. Me on the McLaughlin group.
Have I had a Löwenbräu? Yes. Do I like Cheetos? Yes. Will I be giving people money? No.
Speed bumps, gone. Cameras, gone. Uber, gone.
Share your dreams. Dream
All
talk.
I have to say is share your dreams.
And we'll get this figured out.
I want to mention Dream Talkers. It's a musical I'm currently producing, writing, directing, and starring in. I'm seeing it tonight.
Yeah. You still didn't answer my question, Pat.
What?
Have you had any, like, dreams
what
lately?
What is the last dream you had?
That is such a...
Come on, think about it. Was there an eagle in it?
Was there... feverish eagle dream. Must get water.
Come on.
Lie back down.
You don't dream. He's incapable of dreams.
He just goes into conk out mode.
I daydream a lot. So I think I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream. This show is dream steady.
What do you dream about?
What do I dream about? Okay, fine.
That's the opening number.
What do you dream about when you are dreaming?
It's sung by the Oompas.
Right. No, it's sung by a bunch of like new choir boys from
I'm getting only ex Oompas to star in the production. Yeah. Check out as many of those original Oompas as possible. Mm-hmm. I want them on set by tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Right. The next number is mid-dream, daydream, night dream. Mid-dream, daydream, night dream. Big baritone voice. Mid-dreams and daydreams.
Man, we could write a musical.
Yeah.
You just got to be totally ridiculous. And you'd get a good, you'd be like, we'd win 1,000. Of awards.
Yeah. Tony's.
We want to write musicals, be totally ridiculous, win thousands of awards. ponies, man. This is like a bunch of bros that want to get into the musical business.
It's a movie.
Right? Like a bunch of guys on Long Island with their shirts off. Yeah. You know?
We can write a musical.
We're going to write a musical. Crush it. Daydreams, night dreams, midday dreams. Dream talking.
We'll call it Dream Talkers. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Bill, to answer your question, yeah, I have bizarre dreams all the time. Yeah. Have you ever had the dream where your teeth are falling out?
All the time.
Have you ever had
a reoccurring dream?
Sure, absolutely. Like a deja vu dream?
Yeah. I used to have this dream when I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And it was pretty basic. It was just like I was sleeping in my room, but in my backyard there was like tons of like spaceships and like they're almost like cartoonish.
Right. Yeah.
And there was like a bunch of stuff going on. And then I had the same dream like in a, you know,
as an adult.
When I was hungover when I was like 25, like, I was like, what? But it was exact.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that dream.
Like I've been there before. I remember that dream.
What's happening?
What does it mean? Freud had a lot of this stuff, you know, that he spoke about, but I...
What does it mean?
What does it mean? That's chapter 3 of Dream Talkers, you know, it's the guy, my name is Sigmund Freud!
fantasy, 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 it's just a dream talk!
Holy moly.
Okay.
Clay, I've had a similar reoccurring dream before.
The fantasy number.
Mm-hmm. That's the fantasy
number. We're doing the fantasy number again.
Jump, 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 jump. Fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. You're only dreaming, you're not floating.
Holy smokes. All right, enough.
All right. Yeah.
Clay, this is...
go ahead.
Bill, you'll think this is... Bill, I've probably told you this dream before. I used to have a dream as a kid. It was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like out in the desert, all right, and I was nude.
Oh boy.
Okay. And I was stuck in like a tree that I couldn't get down from.
Yeah.
Like a Joshua tree.
Sure. Yeah.
No leaves on it. It was like a dead tree, you know. Uh-huh. And there's just crows
coming at you, poking
at me.
Oh,
like gosh. trying to take a bite out of me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're just sitting there covering your genitalia going, get away! Get away!
Yeah.
And then
that's the
most recent dream you've had?
I have that dream a couple times a year it happens.
You need to start exercising.
Dr. Gee.
Yeah.
Your answer to... That's what Sigmund Freud said to me. You need to start exercising.
My wife likes
it. You have fear of crows pecking at your scrotum?
You need to do sit-ups. That means you need to do sit-ups.
Hey, start doing crunches.
Honey, listen. You know how I got rid of my crow dream? I started doing 50 sit-ups a day. I haven't had the dream in years.
Yeah, my wife likes to analyze the dreams and like look into them. But then you go down a Google hole.
Right.
And you're just going down, you know.
Yeah.
You can just make something up.
Do you think Trump has a weird dream like that? Like a crow dream like
that? I haven't
had
a dream since 1974.
I'm living a dream.
Yeah, he is living a dream.
Sure.
Or is it a nightmare? Yeah, he has dreams all the time. He doesn't really sleep that much.
I think
he sleeps in a suit.
How much do you think a president sleeps per night? How much sleep do you think?
I honestly don't think Trump.
You think it's like 4 or 5 hours?
4 hours, maybe.
I would say 4 hours max.
It's crazy to see how much those guys are traveling and walking. Like, you
that
don't
can't
even...
be good for your psyche.
No, that's why when you look at presidents after like their run of 8 years is over, like they've aged significantly. They go white and they have wrinkles and you can see the stress toll that it takes on your body after a couple of years, you know?
God, I would love to know what Trump...
Clay, you should really think twice about running for mayor.
Mayor's on a lower level though.
Mayor in Chicago.
Mayor.
M-A-A-E-R.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor.
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 Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
That's like the scene in Blues Brothers.
Mr. Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Man.
I would love to run for mayor. Actually, it would probably be horrible, wouldn't it?
I can't imagine that it would be fun at all. Like, I couldn't
It's like
imagine
the complaint
it.
Department.
Right.
You're the head of the complaint department.
Everyone's going to hate you now. Even if you're doing great things in a couple of years, you can guarantee.
Who's the last, like, really well-liked mayor?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
A lot of people liked Daley.
Harold Washington was very well liked too.
He was.
A lot of people liked Daley, but yeah, I mean, that's because we're from the Irish American community.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Harold Washington. He was kind of grandfatherly.
I think people liked Jane Byrne.
I was too young.
Now we're just reeling off the last mayors we've had. I mean,
people liked that McCormick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way back.
Well, people are going to like me.
They like that Pulaski.
You're going to like me, people.
Vote for Clay for mayor.
Like it was in 83.
Like it was in 83. Grab it a Lowenbrow.
Put on some Teddy Pendergast.
83 was, wasn't
who's Teddy Pendergast?
Oh, my God. Who's Teddy Pendergast, he says.
Wasn't 83 the election with Harold? When he got elected?
You might
I believe
be right,
it was 83. 83 was Harold. Because Peter Nolan wrote a book about it called
Campaign.
Campaign, yeah. That's right. I've read that.
I'm going to run three times. If I don't win, then I'm giving up.
You'll be running against a robot at that point.
That's called a TKO.
You'll be running against a robot.
You're running against Gino, probably.
Gino the
Gino's
robot.
Gino's running, I heard.
Did you hear Gino's running this year?
What if a president was running against a robot in the AI future?
I can't wait for that.
Like, well, the robot, we do know that the robot's pretty smart.
How old am I? 38. You think that'll happen within the next 40 years? I figure I have 40 years left.
That robot holds political office?
Yeah. Robot runs for office. Robot runs for office. Robot running for office.
Brought to you by Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Brought to you by Oklahoma. Right now.
Robots running for office.
Okay. Let's take a commercial break. More robot talk after this.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years, and they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Teddy P, welcome back to the final stretch of the Hoolies Hoolie.
Listen to that voice. This is an uplifting song, Pat.
This is what you want to play for your mayoral campaign run?
This is my theme song, yeah, when I win. This is going to be like Lowenbrow flowing down my face. The song will be playing right here. Here's the hook.
Very lovely. just like another love TKO. Is Teddy P from Chicago playing?
I don't believe so.
It's just your choice of music. Oh, a little Teddy Pendergast. What's the name of this song, Clay? Love TKO?
This is Love TKO, yes. It's a love. Boxing reference.
Sure. Technical knockout.
That means he's, you know, he's struck out with love a few times.
We all have. Yes, we have.
It's Love Talks.
Call life. Yeah.
Love Talk.
This week on Love Talk. Have you ever struck out in love? Yes. That's the end of this week's Love Talk.
Theodore DeReese Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Was born and raised in Philadelphia.
Okay. He's not a Chicagoan. No.
It's a Philly. He's in our hearts here, though.
He's in your mayoral heart. Your mayor heart. Man, Love Talk. Maybe should we start having a love section on this program where we say, okay, final stretch of the pros, love talk.
You know where I was this past weekend?
Where's that, Bill?
I was at the 16-inch No Gloves.
Talk about love. Love.
16-inch No Gloves National Tournament Finals.
Wow.
How did that go?
Boy, you could.
Hearts
could,
on fire. A lot of Rocky music playing during that tournament.
You can feel the testosterone for miles.
Who won?
The 45s beat Dynasty in the championship 12-1. It was the 45s rolled all the way through the tournament. No, they had a kid on their team.
The 45s?
Yeah, they had this.
This was the 16-inch No Gloves Softball National Championships held in Forest Park, Illinois every year.
Right. And the 45s were they've been a great team for a long time. And they've got a lot of championships under their belt, but they cruised through it this year. They had a kid on their team. I mean, he looked like Kenny Lofton.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was he was like, this guy could get a single and be on, like, what you would get out of a single, this guy would be on third already.
He was the Ichiro.
It was unbelievable. They couldn't stop him. Like, he could hit. You could hit a bomb into left field and this kid would run it down. Like a bomb. And it still would, like, get out. It was unbelievable.
So you went and watched.
I did on Sunday. My friend Mary, my girlfriend, and I went over there and watched.
Nice.
Had a good time.
Nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we went up there. Saw our old friend Richard Pulfus.
Yeah.
Yeah, give
Chubbs.
Give Chubbs a little shout out there on the air for all the good things he does. Over
go
at
to McGaffer's.
Go to see him at McGaffer's, absolutely. Some of the other legends in 16-inch softball, I didn't get a chance to say hello to him. I saw George Bliss walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see Mike North there. Sometimes
No Mike North. Yeah, it's Sports Talk. Yeah.
But just a lot of McGaffers, guys that have been playing for a long time.
Sure.
There's a guy that plays on Players Inc., and I think there was an article about him
recently.
The
names of these teams. Players Inc., yeah. Dynasty.
Ball Hogs,
yeah. Is that a good name?
Sweat.
Sweat.
Nah.
Honey, where's my sweat jersey?
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun to watch these guys. It's fun. I mean, like, the young guys, it's fun to watch the tournament. Like, I go for the championship because it's just fun to watch the best team. Like, I always feel like, but the
is there an announcer that comes out?
I guess on Friday night it got very heated. There were some younger teams that started. They were younger teams playing some older teams, and there was a few Donnybrooks that had to be broken up. They were,
oh, boy.
Yeah, they were coming out of the. You know, the
passionate
coming at each other.
They love this game.
They love it. Yeah. But it's once a year. It's always an entertaining thing to go see. And lots of beer being poured there.
Lots of Old Style. Didn't Old Style used to be a part of it?
Old Style did for a long time. Now that it's Tito's who sponsors the 45. So they're the Tito's 45s.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a smart move by Tito's.
Yes, it was.
Did you eat there?
I did. I had some cheeseburgers.
How
I had
are
some
they?
Tacos.
Wow.
It was all very good.
Nice.
I have to compliment the Forest Park Park District for putting on that event along with the 16-inch Hall of Fame.
Do they put on like the big grandeur kind of event that you might see at the World Series in baseball? Like, does the guy come out before the game and say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the national?
No.
There's a national
anthem and everything and all that. There's definitely the national anthem before the championship game and all that stuff. But no. And there's the introduction of the starting lineup.
Is there a flyover?
No flyovers.
Stealth bombers.
No flyovers. None of that kind of
there
stuff.
Should be
no.
In the commercial. Now, that's a great Old Style commercial, right?
Does it have, like, They should go find some of those remote control guys from Irving and Cumberland.
Yeah.
Bring like them by with the drones. Remotes.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Now, see, we could talk to people at the hall. I could mention this to a couple guys at the Hall of Fame. Hey, right. Next year, can we get some guys with those fake planes that fly them over there on...
yeah, you do that? Drones,
Irving
too.
Park and...
16 drone flyover.
16 drone flyover.
In formation.
Yeah.
Dropping cans of John Goodman farts on the audience.
The drone angels.
They're dropping tins
of... The 16-inch softball championships are brought to you by John Goodman farts.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the drone angels for this flyover.
Yeah.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Ellis Cooper starts playing.
Alice Cooper's selling khakis there.
There's a lot of Alice Cooper fans at the 16-inch snow globes. I'll tell you that right now.
They should start making it more like the Super Bowl and just get insane with it. You know, get nutty.
Halftime
with it.
It
takes a lot of capital to do this.
Who's playing halftime? Billy Timberlake.
Billy Joel.
Billy Timberlake will be the halftime performer.
Justin Timberlake, second cousin.
The 16-inch snow gloves title game. Billy Timberlake will be performing.
Threw him in from Florida. He's really good.
All the way from Florida. Please put your hands together, for Billy Timberlake Lake.
Nice echo. Billy Timberlake Lake.
I'll say, yeah, you know.
He's a banjo player.
It's a banjo player that plays Justin Timberlake songs.
He's 79 years old.
Right.
Oh, see, can you see?
Can't stop the feeling.
Maybe, okay. You know what? Next year, maybe we'll have a live from the 16-inch softball.
A remote.
Yeah, that'd Bill be fun. Can be a sports commentator.
I'd love to go do that. And,
interview people.
Some of these guys take themselves so seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's glory days. They should call it the glory days tournament.
You know, it's like, hey, like I yelled out to one of my buddies, like gives me the nod, and I was like, okay, I'm getting into your zone.
Mm-hmm.
Can't come over to the fence and say hello to us peons just watching. Get it.
Yeah. Athletes don't talk to the fans.
No.
If you do that to Derek Jeter, he's not going to walk over to you.
Are you kidding me? There's guys in this thing that are like running up to the, you know, to the side of the fence, like, give me a puff. You know, taking
smoking.
A puff off of some chick's smoke.
Those are the guys that are
Diane having fun. From Melrose.
Those are the guys that are having fun.
Short day for me. I'm batting next thing.
Hold my pizza puff. I'm up to bat.
Exactly. Other guys smoking heaters in the dugout? In their uniforms?
I wasn't standing over. I was standing in the championship game. They don't play on both. Like, both fields aren't going. So they close off the one field. And then everybody kind of lines up their chairs in the outfield.
Yeah.
And it almost becomes like a huge fence. It's kind of cool. So I was over in left center with some people. And then I was watching on the down the first base line for some
of
the
games. Was ESPN
well.
There?
No, they were not. No. I'm actually surprised there wasn't any coverage on that.
Like, was the BBC there?
No, the BBC.
This is Trevor Liston live from Forest Park, Illinois.
No Dream Talker Radio was there, though.
Dream Talker Radio.
Yeah.
There's got to be a Dream Talker Radio.
We sounds like a Native American.
Pat, we got to give your daughter a shout out today because it's her birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
She will be 9.
9 today.
Fine.
Happy
beautiful
birthday.
Beautiful age.
And where does
my
time
dear daughter,
go?
Charlotte.
Happy birthday, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah, she's going by Charlie now, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, little CC. Yeah.
That's from American movie.
Yes, it
Mark
is.
Mark Borkhart.
9 years old.
9 years old.
I don't remember 9.
I remember I was getting into...
Trouble.
No. That's third grade.
You were getting into musical production.
Fourth grade. I was thinking about the Winklevosses and Dreams and Broadway. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. I still think about that stuff daily. I say to my wife, you know, listen, honey, if I don't start making a lot of money here soon... We might have to move to Brooklyn.
A more expensive place.
A more expensive place, but I got to be...
less jobs.
Less jobs, but I got to be closer to the lights. You know what I mean?
You got to feel the heat.
I got to feel the heat to get inspired.
Yeah.
I don't feel the heat in this town anymore.
Start packing.
Do we have something to close out this show with?
I'd like to say something, actually.
On Broadway, they say the neon lights.
No, that's that.
Why not?
Doesn't Mick Jagger sing that?
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, it's...
On Broadway?
I think Jagger and Bowie do a version of that.
Do they really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, no.
I do got it. I gotta
say, it's George Benson does the best. Yeah.
Well, but like, no one can cover it.
Oh, you know, nobody can cover it's George Benson. Limits.
Nobody can cover it except George Benson.
You're talking about the Broadway song?
Yeah.
I like to say something. Sure. A few weeks back, a good friend of ours, Nick Rada, his father passed away, George Rada.
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention it on the show. I wanted to check with Nick first to make sure it was all right to say something.
Absolutely.
But, you know, George was a great guy, neighborhood guy, and was always a smiling face whenever you'd see him out. So our condolences to the Rada family.
Absolutely. You know what? Actually, while
and they're big fans of this show. God bless them.
While I'm on this show as well, I had a very close friend of mine from college, and I just heard about this awful news. She lost her brother this week.
Really?
So my condolences go out to Christine Switzke and her husband. Mm. I think she's married to Mike Brosnan. No, she's married to Dan Brosnan, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then her sister Nina, who we also know, some of you guys might know, family from St. Juliana's. Matt Switzke was 40 years old. He was a father of two. From what I understand, he was a wonderful family man. Just a terrible tragedy that cancer took his life too early.
Wow.
So my condolences to the whole Switzke family and the St. Juliana community that knew him.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers from the Hoolies Hoolie go out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pat, yeah, I know.
On a lighter note, Pat.
Yeah. Yep.
Say something funny. Quick.
Yeah.
I gotta say something funny now.
I didn't say sing something funny. I didn't say sing something sweet. I said say something funny.
Oh, I also wanted, and actually, you know what? Let me throw one more condolence out there.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
A friend of ours, Andy Pataki, who went to Mount Carmel with us. His older brother, Matt, also just passed away suddenly last week. He was a good man of Carmel. Just a legacy family there. My condolences go out to Andy and his father. The whole Mount Carmel family for the loss of Matt Pataki.
Yeah, so. Wonderful guy.
Life is short. You gotta laugh. It is.
You gotta dream.
You gotta run for mayor.
That's why I gotta get close to Brooklyn. I gotta get close to the light.
Yeah, you gotta feel the light.
I gotta feel the heat of Broadway.
Yeah. Honey, I gotta feel the heat. Is the car? Are we ready to go?
Broadway bros, about a bunch of Long Island guys that want to come and make the a reboot of Aladdin. You know, but they want to make it kind of clubby,
edgy.
You know, edgy and clubby.
Yeah. We're doing an edgy version of Aladdin, right?
Doing a version of Aladdin, but it takes place in a club.
My David cousin, Lee Ross in it?
Called Persia. That's the name of the club.
My cousin's doing the costumes.
Jasmine is her name's real Jasmine. Hot.
Is Rihanna in this?
Rihanna is in it.
I would hope so, yeah. Okay.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
And Billy Timberlake is also
Billy Timberlake, all right.
I'm telling you, if we find a way to get a radio station still on this that's 90s rock only, we'll be trillionaires.
Yeah. 90s rock only.
That's it.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Exactly.
Wash Wayne.
Wash the Cheeto off my hand.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyways.
Man, where did the time go?
No, that's it.
Right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, another wild and wacky episode. You never know where the show's going.
Nope.
I never know.
Yeah.
Cheetos, mayoral races again. Mayor races again.
Dreams.
Dreams. A little singing, as usual. A little
softball singing. Yeah, dreams,
improvisational singing.
Production.
We covered it all. We cover it all on this program.
What else do you want?
Well, if you've enjoyed it, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie. On iTunes, you have to search for Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C-E. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack. With Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan, they tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night.
Yep.
And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6 and the sessions start at 7.
Yeah.
Oof. Taking a picture of me, Clay?
Nope.
Don't be taking pictures of me. I don't like it. Not until I'm on Broadway.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Keep dreaming. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when
just gives me the blues.